Hello and welcome to the Growth Podcasts. Here is your host, RJ.
Welcome back to all our listeners and our viewers. It's nice to be with you once again here on the Growth Podcast. As you know, the Growth Podcast is all about personal development, growing our oneself, and looking at how we can improve ourselves every day. We don't want to stagnate. We want to remain positive. We want to grow ourselves. The reason why we started the Growth Podcast was because we wanted to help our listeners and our viewers to develop themselves and to grow their personal worth every step of the way. We believe it is helpful not to stay stagnant, but to move forward. Personal development at its basis is anything that allows us to grow into an ordered life that is of our choosing. This is one of the most cherished of goals among self-improvement practitioners, personal development coaches, life coaches. There are some excellent methods available for achieving personal self-development. However, it is easier said than done. And today I want to give you a few tips, power tips, to help you to get started, to make it easier for you to work on your personal development.
The Growth Podcasts, broadcasting worldwide. To get all the free resources you need to grow your business, visit www.onlinegrowthchannel.com, www.onlinegrowthchannel.com for 100% free resources.
Do you want to grow your business? Do you need to get ahead of the competition? OTC Digital Solutions can help with that. We are the go-to experts for all your social media needs. Contact us today. Send an email to sales@ogcdigitalagency.com or visit our website at www.ogcdigitalagency.com.
Firstly, clean the clutter from your life. You know, there's an excellent saying in the personal development field, in the personal growth and self-growth field, a tidy desk is a tidy mind. Oftentimes, your outer environment is a reflection of the way you think and feel. Is your living or working space always cluttered? It's important that you start to order your environment to reflect the ordered life you are building for yourself. Clear away unnecessary clutter from your surroundings. Now, this may sound like a meaningless task, but you're sending a very clear message to your subconscious mind that you intend to get organized. When you begin to organize your living and working environment, it allows you to develop the basic skills needed for organizing your life. This can be achieved through goals, through setting goals. You should structure your goals in such a way that each one builds on the other and ensure that they're not in opposition to one another. That is the first power tip.
You are listening to the Growth Podcasts. Are you interested in doing an online tourism business course? Please visit tourismbusinessonline.com, tourismbusinessonline.com.
Visit www.ogcvideoagency.com/shop for professional logo and amazing social media advertising designs. www.ogcvideoagency.com/shop.
Secondly, don't be too set on achieving your goals in exactly the manner you intend to. A major factor in the non-attainment of goals is the inability to restructure plans and change directions when circumstances dictate these should be done. Remain flexible. The third tip, don't focus on the mistakes. Simply analyze them and learn the lesson that they are trying to teach you. By staying focused on your failures, problems, or toils, you are actually creating more of them, at least keeping them in your experience. Focus on the solutions, or at least focus on the fact that you are still in the game. Consider any mistakes you've made as life lessons. Apply what you've learned from them and use them as references of what not to do or what to do in the future.
You are listening to the Growth Podcasts. Visit www.ogcvideoagency.com for high-quality short videos to market your services or products on social media. www.ogcvideoagency.com.
Make sure you follow through on your plans. Persistence can accomplish things that nothing else can. How many times were you close to the end of the rainbow? And without even knowing how close you were, you quit. You may be someone who has the drive at the start of a venture, but finds your enthusiasm waning as you progress, lacking the motivation that is needed, you keeping on during times of hardship. Those who persist, especially in times like these, are those who always win. That brings us to the end of this episode.
Please like or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and podcast platforms. The Growth Podcasts is broadcasted once weekly, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Beijing time, GMT plus 8. Until next time, please stay safe and be blessed. Till we meet again.